50. The People Who Fell from the Sky. Nulu stood beside the warriors and watched as the fire-haired woman, her dogs, and the grey men went into the mouth of the god home. The rain people kept their distance, for they knew that the fire sticks could poke a hole in a man from far away. But this was dream time and now time, and they wanted to see what was unfolding. The warriors had returned to their village and hustled her back to the god home because they knew she could understand Modo. He was in that mountain. Two warriors had come running to tell them they had seen him enter, and now the grey ones were entering too. For generations, only the bravest of warriors and shamans had entered that place, for all emerged changed after seeing the spirit world and the god face. Sometimes they would return speaking only spirit words and would never speak the rain people's language again. It was the true test of any chief, warrior, or shaman. And now these people who had fallen from the sky would face that test. None of this had been predicted in the stories and dreams of the elders. These people who came out of the sky and walked like gods on the earth were here, but for what purpose? The rain people clutched their spears and waited. There were big things happening, clashes between gods and the servants of gods. And they were the little rain people. The man with the god face would signal them if he needed their help.